In three. We're ready to start. Two.
Cleared for takeoff.
One. Testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
Eight.
Woo! Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
One, two.
Safe to say, this morning's show was a lot of fun and we all enjoyed it.
I think we had record number of callers on this morning's show and it meant we didn't have to do a lot of work, which is always a plus. And I thoroughly enjoyed all callers. Sometimes you get people on and, you know, they might want to talk a lot.
Don't be slamming them.
No, they just want to win the prize. They want to get straight to the point.
Are you saying they're greedy?
No.
Gluttony is a sin.
But on this morning's show, we had somebody's ex who was trying to take money for them. We had two people trying to sell their businesses. One person had a mystery box of socks. We had my mammy on it. And also Keith Ward. What a packed show.
It is action packed.
If I was to present, if I was to go into a big convention centre and to sell the show, I'd sell this one.
Would you?
I'd say this is the one. If you want a show of what we think we do, this is it. Let's buy it. Buy it now.
Life, blood and soul that's in the show.
And the blood moon is out today. Won't be able to see
it.
Just too many clouds.
We actually will probably be dead when you listen to this.
Yeah, end of the world because
maybe
the blood moon.
A time capsule.
Nathan and his father had an argument yesterday. It involved an Irish celebrity and it upset me a little bit. It's happening next.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now, you've met my father, Graham.
I have.
His name is Dermot. He's a lovely man, very bright, enjoys going to art galleries, plays chess religiously.
He's opposite of you, then.
Just finished a 500-page book on Joseph Stalin.
Really?
Yeah, very bright man.
You were reading the Match magazine the last day with the free stickers.
Yeah, I actually filled in
Cristiano
those stickers.
Cristiano Ronaldo!
Come on! So we were having dinner last night. He had freshly prepared a chickpea curry. I would have liked a bit of chicken, but he said, no, Nathan, let's go vegetarian tonight. I went, okay. So we're sitting there, and the conversation, it's kind of flowing. There's a few empty gaps, I suppose. And then I decided, oh my God, I'm sure my father hasn't seen the Tony McGregor video.
Excellent. Excellent choice.
That rapid transport.
So I decided to get the video out on my mobile phone. I said, Dad, did you see the Tony McGregor video that's been doing the rounds when he's complaining about the dart ticket and receiving all the coin from the machine? And he goes, no. I go, oh, you're going to find this so funny. It's absolutely hilarious. I got the video out on my mobile phone. Do you know all parents do this when you're showing them something? They have to get up. They have to leave to go to the next room to get the reading glasses.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in the sitting room. I go, hey, Dad, look at this. And he goes, wait a second now. Leaves the room, goes into the kitchen, finds the glasses, can't find the glasses, come back. And I'm literally thinking, this isn't good enough.
It isn't worth it.
It isn't good enough.
You just want a quick glance at the phone.
Yeah.
But this, he went away for 5 minutes, finally comes back.
What you
all
got
right,
for me, Nathan?
And he's squinting even with the glasses on. I'm thinking, do they even work? He watches the video. I'm laughing throughout the entire video. And
I was none too plussed.
He is just staring at it with a blank facial expression. And I said, oh, isn't that so funny? What did you think of that? And he's like, that was awful.
Oh.
He goes, I'm offended.
Why?
There's so many things happening in the world. And he's complaining about that. And I went, oh, yeah, okay, Dad. And he was like, there's wars all around the world right now. What's happening in Greece? And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. And he was really upset by it all.
I can see where he's coming from.
Of course
from.
I can see
I
where
can
he's
see
coming
where he's
from.
Coming from. But has your dad ever put 20 euro in the dart machine and got 17.30 back? I don't think he's actually experienced that, Nathan.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Listen to this. Do you ever kind of go around and you might lose 2 euro or something? Go, oh, I've got no change for the bus, or I might lose a fiver and then it's the end of the world. If you lose a paper money, it's the end of the world.
So annoying.
Yesterday, though, Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, he lost $15 billion in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Yeah, he went from the fourth richest man in the world to the sixth richest man in the world in a matter of minutes yesterday, as Facebook shed $100 billion in market value. This is down to its slow growth and higher expenses related to user security.
Yeah, Come on, let's be honest. Who is really using Facebook these days?
That's why I feel a little bit responsible for Zuckerberg's money loss, because I don't use my Facebook anymore.
You haven't posted a status in, I would say, 3 years.
I haven't posted. Yeah, I used to upload photos. I don't bother anymore. I've actually found love again with Twitter. And obviously Instagram is where I do my main work.
You've said it before.
Instagram O'Toole.
Oh.
There you go. Instagram. Instagram
O'Toole. Can you at least say my handle?
No.
You've said it before around the office. You don't trust the people that put up a Facebook story.
I don't.
Can you please elaborate on that? Because it's quite a bold statement.
Why would you put up a Facebook story? I don't trust you. You've got Snapchat, whatever. But Instagram, you put up on Instagram. I don't want to see anyone annoying me, because when you open up your phone, it's the first thing you see. And it's always people I don't really know or are friends of, that I'm Facebook friends with, that put up Facebook stories. I'm just going to go on to Facebook now as a snapshot of what is going on right now, because
okay,
I don't believe it's that good anymore.
Yeah.
So I've gone on, and the first photo is off my good friend Alan. We've been friends since we were 5, and he's put up 4 pictures off his tractor, said long overdue clean. Then,
is it him just cleaning the tractor?
No, just a picture of the tractor. Then my brother put up 2 pictures off his cat cleaning itself.
Good lord.
There's an ad there for Birmingham Tradfest. That's my cousin.
You have a lot of hygienic friends.
Someone saying congratulations to their football team.
Do you have, and I know it's a personal question, but do you have the chat live?
No.
See, I muted that maybe 6 years ago.
And someone else called Graham over in Canada is interested in going to Kylie Jenner's 21st birthday party.
Oh, wait, at the back of the line.
People interested in that. So that's really Facebook.
Yeah.
So I feel a little bit responsible for Zuckerberg. I suppose I maybe account about €10 towards that, because I just don't log in anymore. I'm just going to log off now.
So are you going to apologise to Zuckerberg?
Zuck, I'm so sorry. Down from 4th to 6th richest in the world.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You might not know this, but there's actually water on Mars.
Yes, it was reported in the news during the week that they have found water. Now, it's underneath the surface, but this is massive news, because before this, there was no water, and this is kind of give us the possibility there could be life form.
Definitely.
On Mars. So when Nathan and I heard this news, we decided to actually hop in a rocket, go to Mars and check it out for ourselves, and to see, was there any life form on the planet? Okay, so that's 100 bottles of Mars water bottled up to sell. Right, let's head back to Earth.
Graham, we're on Mars. Let's explore. Who knows, we could be the first humans to discover life on Mars.
Yeah, I suppose. It did take us a year to get here. What's the rush home?
Graham, look, I think it's a life form.
Oh my God, you're right. It looks like something straight out of Love Island. Hello, what is your name?
I'm Completely Loyal.
Hello, Completely Loyal.
I don't think Completely Loyal is her real name.
But I wasn't loyal. How have I not been loyal?
No, I said I don't think it's your name.
I'm respectful. I'm very loyal.
Please shut up.
Hey, Graham, there's another thing over there. Let's go talk to it.
Hello. Can you tell us about life on Mars?
I just let you know about my travel experience on the DART this afternoon.
What is the DART?
Dublin Area Rapid Transport, something like that. DART, that's what I mean.
And what happened?
I was nonplussed with my experience on the DART. When I got to Lansdowne Road Station...
Hey, what are you wearing?
No, let him tell his story.
No, I want to know what he's wearing, Graham. It looks expensive.
I wear a slim fit, hand fitted Hugo Boss suit.
Okay, I'm bored of this, dude. Look, there's 2 alien looking things over there. Let's go, Graham.
Wow. Look at how sick and skinny that tall one looks.
And that short one has such a fat face.
Hello. Do you have any sort of prizes for us?
Yeah, we play a game called Gotta Get It Wrong. You could win 100 bottles of Mars water. We also do a game called Birthday Bingo. You could win 1,000 bottles of Mars water or a trip to the intergalactic cinema.
These guys are annoying.
Yeah, let's go back to the normality of Earth.
So I recently moved back in with my parents. Contact us. What's the worst thing about moving back home?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong.
get it wrong.
If loving gotta get it wrong is wrong, then I don't want to be right.
Let's get into it. €100 will be given away this morning, but who will win it? Will it be Glenn on top of the leaderboard, or could it be Siobhan on the line? Good morning.
Good morning.
Siobhan, I am very excited to talk to you.
Oh, you can. You can, Siobhan.
I'm sweating.
Calm down. You're in a very safe place right now. First of all, we should say Glenn is on top of the leaderboard with 17. Oh. And how do you know Glenn?
So he's my ex-boyfriend.
He is your ex-boyfriend. Okay. And how long have you been broken up, Siobhan?
Oh, God. Here we go. I'd say 2 months.
Oh, my. So very fresh.
And how long were you going out with each other?
For a year.
Are you still in touch with Glenn?
Oh, yeah. We're best friends.
Oh, no. That can't work.
Okay. Siobhan, if you don't mind me asking, what happened with the breakup?
Great
if you're best
question.
Friends, why did you break up?
We're better off as friends.
Did you friend zone him or did he friend zone you?
Yeah.
Oh, can't be saying that now.
He definitely friend zoned you.
No, things are mutual.
It's never mutual.
No, I keep saying things are mutual.
It wasn't mutual between
no,
you.
Hell okay? No.
It wasn't mutual.
Hell no.
Okay, Siobhan, so here we go. You got to get 18 or more to take the €100 from your ex-boyfriend, Glenn.
Oh, God.
We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. All you got to do is get as many questions. Okay, what do you want?
I feel
want-
Glenn is beside you.
Is Glenn beside you?
No way.
Did Glenn have a sleepover last night?
No, we didn't.
And friends.
When's the last time you spoke to Glenn?
This morning.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I'm sweating.
You're sweating. Okay, well, you know the rules. Let's just go. 1 minute on the clock. Here we go.
What noise does a cow make? What noise does a lizard make? What noise does a cockroach make? What noise does a gorilla make? Name a Julia Roberts film. Name a Patrick Bergen film. Name a George Clooney film. Sing a Sinead O'Connor song.
You make my legs.
Sing a Bon Jovi song.
Oops, I did it.
Who manages Chelsea football team?
Wayne Rooney.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Car.
What's 76 minus 8?
Oh, God, 2.
23 plus 19 is 42. True or false?
False.
Name a red fruit.
Banana.
Name a yellow fruit.
Apple.
Name a green fruit.
Onion.
Speak English.
Hola.
Speak French.
Hola.
How many days are in a week?
Oh. I got this.
What?
Siobhan,
happened?
Who is helping you there in the background?
No one.
It's Glenn.
Is Glenn in the background?
You, Glenn is in the background.
I'm with
Aoife. Who's Aoife?
She's my BFF.
Can
I put Aoife on the phone there. I want to talk to Aoife.
Oh, hi.
Aoife, how are you?
Great, how are you?
It's Graham and Nathan. Come here. What happened between Glenn and Siobhan? Who broke up with who?
They're just mutual. Siobhan broke up with him.
I thought that. I actually sensed that. And Aoife, were they a good match?
Of course they were. We're best friends.
Do you think they're going to get back together?
Definitely.
They're just on a break. They're doing a Ross and Rachel.
No.
You keep saying you're sweating.
Were you two out last night?
No, we actually went on a run last night. Okay. I'm working this morning.
You're running to Glenn's house. Siobhan, you had to beat your sweet, charming, good-looking ex called Glenn, who got 17. So you needed to get 18 and you got 16.
Not bad.
You're so close.
Not bad, Siobhan. It would have won on other weeks, but unfortunately, you came second this week behind Glenn. But maybe he deserves that since you broke up with him. Give him something, eh?
Give him something. He deserves something.
I deserve like another surprise as well, though, because...
No.
You Siobhan. Broke Glenn's heart.
Siobhan, Aoife, thanks very much for taking our call. Have a great life. Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye. Wow, that was exciting. Glenn, that means with a score of 17.
Arriba. Yeah.
Tops our leaderboard and wins the €100.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Martin Garrix and Ocean is 8:19 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. With McDonald's breakfast, making mornings tastier. And that is what we call in the industry a sponsorship. McDonald's sponsor our show and we give them shout-outs. And what we're going to do is we're going to offer a sponsorship off the electronic birthday bingo drum.
Yeah, it doesn't have a sponsor. We want you to sponsor it for a month, the month of August.
And all you have to do is give us one prize and then we'll give it away if it lands on a certain number. We got to sort out the logistics, but we're looking, is there any interest first? Dano on the line. How are you, Dano?
How's it going?
What's the crack, son? Are you a bit of a business or are you an entrepreneur?
I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay.
So what are you willing to offer us to secure the naming rights for the electronic birthday bingo drum for the month of August?
I'll give you the mystery box. I'll send it in. 10 mystery items.
Can you give an example of some of the mystery items that might be in the box?
Well, it could be a pack of socks, an energy drink, or maybe even a ticket to the Kevin Hart show. Oh. Never know.
Oh, I'm sold. I'm honest.
It is a mystery.
I am sold with the socks and the Kevin Hart ticket.
This is very similar to the time Nathan offered up prizes to the who could guess when I would win my first Ranelagh Gaels game.
Yeah.
It could have been €10,000, but it turned out to be a pack of CN shower gel that you got it for free.
That's good.
Dano, so yeah. What would you like? What would the name of the drum be? Is it your full name? Would you want it to be Dano? So the electronic birthday bingo drum sponsored by
Dano.
Dano.
Yeah.
Sponsor. Where are you from, Dano? Do you want to give us Dano from or just Dano?
Dano from Bray.
Dano from Bray.
What kind of interested you about securing the naming rights?
I just text him all the time. I was trying to get on to that. Gotta get it wrong for ages. Said I'll chance. I'll text it again for the correct.
All right, well, look, Dano, we'll keep your number in the system. So, Dano, you like Sting and Prince. You only go by one name. Yeah. This is definitely a front runner for me.
Definitely, yeah.
If you put mystery in anything, you've caught my eye.
Yeah.
Dano, thank you very much for your call. We'll be in touch if we're going to go with you because it's a couple of days till we start the sponsorship. But thanks very much for the call, Dano. Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye-bye.
See you, Dano.
Absolutely fantastic. A lot of business want to get in contact. Who do we have on line two?
Michael, how are you?
Are you a company or are you an entrepreneur?
Company.
And what are you offering for the name and rights of the birthday bingo drum?
Free furniture for your house or garden or for the studio.
What?
We do a lot of custom furniture.
That's amazing. How much furniture are you willing to offer?
Much better as you want, guys.
But now, come on. So if someone wins the free furniture and they go, right, I'm buying a new house, I want 4 beds, 2 couches.
Can I have a hammock?
You can't have a hammock.
What?
Have whatever you want.
But I like this opportunity.
You're going to custom made my hammock? Can it be like 8 foot? Oh my God, this is amazing.
But Michael, like,
how?
What, but what limit are we talking money wise?
Biggest hammock in the world.
Just say like a set of garden furniture. So like two wooden cages and a wooden table or something like that.
What's your company called?
Flying Elephant.
Flying Elephant.
Wow.
They can make the world's biggest hammock.
So the.
Anything you want.
The electronic birthday bingo drum sponsored by the Flying Elephant.
Oh, I'm sold.
Oh, wow.
That has a nice ring.
It does. It really does.
And where are you based, Michael?
We're based in Cooktown in Tallaght and Dublin.
Okay, that's good. Okay, look, it's definitely a runner for me, Michael. Thanks very much for your call, and we have to talk to our solicitors and stuff.
I don't have a solicitor.
We could be back in contact with you, Michael. Cheers for the call. Bye-bye.
If you have a look at the website, you'll see exactly what we did.
Oh, give us a show. What's the website?
FlyingElephant.ie.
Boom. He's got a shout out. He hasn't even sponsored the drum yet. Cheers, Michael. Bye bye.
See you, Michael.
Thank you. Bye.
This is so good.
Oh.
I love the sound of that. It's big, but.
I know you're sold by the socks, the mystery socks.
I like the mystery box.
Oh, God damn it. Just put it out there. I think the front runner for me is the Flying Elephant. I'm a big fan. I think what they're willing to offer is incredible.
No, that's because.
And we would be a fool to decline their offer.
That's because you were offered an 8-foot hammock and you're not even 20 minutes in and you're already suffering from corruption.
I wouldn't mind a slice of that pie.
You're
sir.
Like Sepp Blatter from FIFA. We've Gary Vibe Fitness.
That's not true.
Performance in East Wall. And what are you offering, Gary? Send us a WhatsApp voice recording.
Hey guys, I've no idea what the prize was and money after getting into the car, but I just heard you were offering stuff away. So I want to give you 3 months semi-private group training.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm based in East Wall, and that's the equivalent of €780. And you can give that to two people, so double that, so 780 by two.
Oh, the generosity from that man.
That is insane. We've got so many more offers coming in on WhatsApp and text as well. What we're going to do is we're going to take the weekend, we've got to chat to the boss, we've got to write up contracts and stuff.
Don't worry,
that.
Guys. Michael from the Flying Elephant, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to help you out big time.
You can't be doing
that. What are you saying?
It says you've got to give everyone a fair
chance.
Yeah,
okay, I'm giving everyone a fair chance, but Michael from the Flying Elephant, we're going to win this.
You've been offered personal
gifts. We're going to win this. I'm going to get me a hammer.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham, my boy, can I interest you in an almond?
No, thank you. They're bad for my stomach. Matt, good morning.
Morning, Graham. How are you?
Oh, yes, Matt. You're in good form this morning.
Good form, Matt. Hopefully, the good form...
I'll be good enough if I manage to get this bus, and I'll scan.
No, Matt. What bus were you running for?
15.
Oh, where?
Damn it.
Just on Fairview.
Oh, my God. When's the next one?
I can't actually see because I'm not even at the bus stop yet.
Oh, God. Oh,
well, Matt, look, it's Friday. You're allowed to be late on Friday.
You're never going to catch the bus, Matt. Well, look, hopefully it was worth missing the bus. We'll try and sort you out €1,000. This morning's month is March. What date in March is your birthday?
29th of March.
Oh, that's a great date, Matt.
If it comes out of the drum, Matt, you will be winning €1,000. Over to Nathan.
I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one, the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Which one do you want to use this morning?
I'll have the Jackie Cooney old
school.
Old school, baby.
Every day, all day. We're looking for the 29th. Best of luck, my sir.
Can he win €1,000 standing at the bus stop waiting for the number 15? If you're on the 15, shout out.
Okay.
Many of them around Dublin. 15B as well, I think. So.
Matt.
Is it acceptable to laugh? Huh?
Are you at the bus stop, are you?
I am.
When's the next bus?
Oh, it's one of these old buses that doesn't have the date or the time.
What is this, 2012, huh?
Matt, we were looking for the 29th. I can tell you, this morning's date is... the 16th!
Oh, no! Nearly the 15, like the bus you're on. Unlucky. Matt, I'm sorry you don't win the jackpot, but this isn't bad at all. The 16th, it gets you a pair of tickets to Florence and the Machine when they come to the Three Arena on the 9th of November.
Oh.
it is
better than €1,000.
Never mind and tell that, yeah.
Exactly. Matt, thank you for playing Bertie Bingo. Enjoy the gig and have fun on the 15th. Bye-bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And have you ever fancied taking a walk through Gotham City or visiting the Justed... Oh.
Watch your language. You nearly slipped.
Justice League HQ. Well, now you can. New DC Universe theme park. You can't touch me. I didn't say anything.
I didn't touch
What are you saying? You're accusing me.
We need to get to the
Naughty 3. Universe theme park. Yeah.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Undercovers with Nathan.
We've never spoken about this before, but fashion. We're going to dip our toe into the fashion pond. I was actually looking for some fashion music. I was thinking perhaps the theme song of Sex and the City, but it only goes on for 40 seconds, and we'll probably be speaking longer, so this will do. Yesterday, Christian Bleakley. Do you know the woman that's married to Frank Lampard?
She does the one show.
Yeah. Yep. I suppose her name now is Christine Lampard.
Yeah.
She was sitting there, she was doing her show, and a man came on, a stylist, and introduced a brand new pair of shoes. I'm very intrigued by these shoes. They are high-heeled Crocs.
No. For women. No.
And Christine actually had a go wearing them. This is what she said.
These are probably a bit small for my massive feet.
So, £40.
Well, no, to be fair, comfort, yes. They are very, very comfy, actually.
And I've always said that comfort with Crocs. Please explain, I do wear Crocs.
You do wear Crocs, but also if you sellotape some sponges to the bottom of your feet, that is also comfortable.
Yeah, but it's not stylish. It's stylish.
But you're saying Crocs are stylish?
Yeah, I think they are.
There's nothing more stylish in the world when you go over to Nathan Riley's house and he opens the door and he's got a hoodie on. He's wearing stained grey sweatpants and these Crocs he's had for years that his dog Sheba has ripped apart. He won't get rid of them.
We're going to be speaking more about fashion here, okay? So from those Crocs, you're saying absolutely not.
Please.
No.
No.
I'm going to also say a few other things that could be considered faux pas. I want to hear your opinions on them.
Yeah, okay.
Double denim. Tell me your thoughts on double denim.
You know, I think there was a time where it was a faux pas, but I think it's come back around, and I think you can now do double denim, and I've done double denim. It's about, if you're rocking it, rock it.
So anyone listening right now that's considering double denim, would you say denim jacket, denim hot pants? What are we thinking?
If you're going to Britney Spears in the Three Arena on August, double denim is a must.
Look into my eyes. Is there a time and a place for boot cut jeans?
No.
Friday night in Coppers?
Never. Never a time for bootcut jeans.
Why not?
It's just, it just does, no.
If you're a cowboy.
Why don't you wear just fitted jeans? Your ankles are so non-supported. They're just out in the open. The wind is flowing up your leg.
I remember one day I saw a man wearing bootcut jeans and he was cycling. What a health hazard.
So that is a no for
me. Mud-stained jeans. There was a okay, we're going to say. What about t-shirts that have some sayings on them? Some words, some descriptions. Like you see the Love Island t-shirts now over in the UK. They're becoming very popular. Like, I'm loyal. What do you think about those?
Are you have one.
I have one.
What does it say?
I was given as a present from my mum. It says, you laugh at me because I'm different. I laugh at you because you're all the same.
Oh,
what do you think about that?
No.
I wore it for one summer.
What's the grey bluey one you have, which is one word in the middle, like justified or justice? What is that one?
Oh, no, not carpe diem. No, what is it? Oh,
words on t-shirts.
We'll never know. And the last one, last but not least, camouflage clothes. Wearing khaki trousers, something you'd wear if you were a soldier.
I can never see them.
Okay.
I can never see
well,
them.
That's
so it's enough. A no.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You have to rush after the show today.
Yes, I have to go on television. I am on TV3 later on today on Elaine, and it is a panel show that you also appear on from time to time, and we discuss topics around a table. And our basic premise, me and you, is that we try and go on and make people laugh and say strange things.
We, in the past, have said some very odd things. I'm surprised that we have been invited back before. If you haven't seen the show, it's like Loose Women, but on Fridays, they do Man Fridays, yeah. So they have men on the panel.
So, of course, my parents see me on television, national television. They must be very proud.
So proud.
You'd think so. My mammy, Mammy O'Toole, she's been on the show a couple of times, texts me there saying, after Elaine today, will you text me and tell me, is it appropriate show for me to tell Kathleen Morrison and Breege Love to watch, which are people who live in her hometown? She doesn't trust me to do a clean show. She's afraid I will embarrass her on television.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Well, we give her a call.
Of course.
I've plugged in the phone. We'll give her a call on WhatsApp. It'll be a nice clean line. And we'll have to approach her about the situation.
Hello.
Hi, Mammy.
A sandwich.
Hey, Mary.
It's you're on the radio.
For what?
Oh, now, don't swear. Come on now.
Nathan already nearly did that. Can you just explain the message you sent me earlier on in the morning? I'm very upset by it.
Well, I just need to know, Graham. I need to know these things.
What do you need to know?
I need to know if it's going to be a nice show or not. So the nice old ladies can watch it. Shaming me.
What is shaming you? Do I not make you proud every time I go on the television?
Make me proud, but I don't want everybody else to be looking at it if you're not nice.
Boy, what have I said in the past?
How is he not being nice, Mary?
It can be disgusting, Nathan.
Do you think he's being rude and smutty?
Yes, that's the word. That's the word.
And has your friends watched Graham before and have they been offended by what he said?
I won't tell them he's on.
So they've never watched so far.
But they want to see him, but I just don't tell them.
Because you don't trust me.
I don't trust you, no.
That's I'm
that's
offended now that you're not proud of me now.
I'm talking about old people.
How old are you talking about these people?
They've lived a life.
80s, 90s.
But they need to know.
And they all want to see you. Yeah. No, I want to see you, but I can't tell them you're on.
Why not?
What could I say that could offend people on daytime television?
He's only being himself, Mary.
Oh, but I don't want them to know what himself is like, do I?
I blame my parents, the way I was raised.
That's terrible. There's great shame.
It was not the way you were raised at all.
All right, well, look, see me on television later on, Mammy, and tell all your friends it's going to be a smutty show.
Great stuff.
Bye.
See you, Mary.
Goodbye.
I don't know what my mother is doing hanging around with 80 and 90-year-old women as well. That's what I don't understand what's going on there. How are they her only friend?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Did you just ask me there?
Would I like La La Land?
I didn't think you'd like The Greatest Showman. Oh, and you proved me wrong.
Absolutely loved it.
So maybe, yeah.
At the start of the year, we wanted to get some money. We wanted to become football millionaires. Heck, even billionaires.
You took out the jet. You said you had a meeting with a club owner. I didn't realise you went to Bohemians Football Club.
Yeah, I just went up to the north side to Phibsworth, circled in the jet, dropped down and got the air coach back. But we sponsor Bohemians number 10, Keith Ward. He joins us every couple of weeks and he's on the phone line now. And yes. Keith, you were in the press over the week.
Yeah, not for the right reasons, but any publicity is good publicity.
What happened, Keith?
Look, we kind of had a new van.
So for your day job, you deliver beers around Dublin.
Yeah, well, I do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just an extra bit of cash.
And you got caught.
Don't pay a lot.
I've been having words with the gaffer, I tell you. I'm not happy.
And you were trying to get around the corner, outside Daily Mount Park as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, at my other job.
Got caught in the corner and locked your keys inside the van.
And then the spare key got sent down and then the spare key was wrong. And then we were there for a good hour and a lot of people... We're trying to get by and one or two had to hop over. And yeah, it was eventful.
Has the incident changed your life at all?
Not one bit. I just got to keep trucking.
I love it.
I'm like, who would you listen to in the morning when you're driving around in the van?
Mostly just being with Nathan and Graham.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's Graham and Nathan.
Nah, it's Nathan and Graham.
It's Graham and Nathan, Keith. Anyway,
Keith, I have a little bone I'd like to pick with you, all right? We're in a safe place. And I'm not getting aggressive, all right? But we watched you against Rovers.
St. Pat's.
A few weeks ago.
Is that when I come on and change the game?
Well, first of all, you weren't starting. And I was very angry about that. First of all, why weren't you starting?
Who knows?
It was a shocking first half performance, we will say that.
Awful. But then you came on and you really did become a fox in the box. You were incredible. You were looking for the ball. You weren't hiding. You were taking shots. But then the moment happened where the final whistle blew. And sure did myself and Graham. We were in front of our placard.
That big sign.
That big sign. And you were applauding the crowd. Yeah. You took your top off. I should say pre-season has done you the world a good.
Yeah, I needed it.
And you didn't come over to us.
Didn't even look our direction.
I'm blind.
We were shouting, Keith, it's your boys, Graham and Nathan, come over.
I was looking for Harry and Marvin there.
Well, look, we put you up on Instagram story. You could put us up on yours as well. We're kind of be a good relationship there to get some more followers between the three of us.
Yeah, well, get me involved.
We're trying. If you came over, people would have seen you up close.
Keith, you may not know, since we last spoke, I'm now recently single, so we're actually two single men.
Yeah.
Would you go to Coppers with me?
I would.
How are you...
I think I'd be a better wingman than Graham.
Why do you think that?
I don't know, I think when it comes down to it, Graham's just going to look after himself.
You're selfish. I am, it's classic,
always
Graham.
Always been selfish.
Classic, yeah. Isn't it? You play Dundalk at the weekend, top of the table, you're seventh. How are you going to do? Come on, talk to me.
We are going to try our best.
That's all you can do, eh?
Well, we wish you the best of luck this weekend on Sunday. We will be back. We will be back to Daily Mount again. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% record.
So Keith, will I DM you or something to arrange?
Yeah, hit me up as late as possible.
Okay. I'm living with my parents at the moment. We might be having a barbecue in 2 weeks' time if you want to come over on a Sunday afternoon.
I'd love nothing more.
Keith, best of luck tonight. Sunday, against Dundalk. And thanks for chatting to us. Speak to you soon.
See you, man. Take care.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
This is my favourite part of the show because I don't have to do anything.
I thought that's kind of every part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to choose the news.
Haven't I sitting very far away from you right now?
Just leaning back in your chair. Three news headlines. Nathan chooses which headline he wants to hear the full story from because we've just so much news and not enough time. Headline number one, a whales of a time.
Interesting. Interesting headline.
Headline number two, making an ass of themselves. Headline number three, Brett Rogan.
Oh, Seth Rogan, does he have bad breath, does he?
Don't know. Can't tell you.
Right, let's go with the ass.
Making an ass of themselves, headline number two. This involves an Egyptian zoo is insisting it not paint a pair of donkeys to look like zebras.
What?
Cairo's International Garden Municipal Park. Municipal?
It's hard to say.
Yeah. Became a target of ridicule after an Egyptian student, Mahmoud Sarhan, posted images on Facebook of the suspicious beast. Sarhan said the zoo's two zebras were obviously painted donkeys, a view that has since been embraced by online animal experts. One expert says zebras also have black snouts, according to one expert. They are also larger.
You did that to a pig.
They are also larger and less donkey-like than the animal in the viral photo, and they also don't have smudged stripes. So, they're...
So, wait, donkeys are generally grey, yes?
Yeah.
So they have painted it white
the donkeys
and black?
Pure white and have painted them with black stripes. And if you look at the zebra slash donkey there with Mahmoud standing beside it, the stripes on the donkey's face is clearly smudged from people petting the donkey slash.
I feel sorry for that.
Now, of course, we have to say the Cairo Park Place are saying this isn't true, that they are legit.
Well, clearly is true. It's a donkey. You can clearly see.
They are legit zebras, and they're also denying that the unicorns they have in the back aren't horses with cones sellotaped to their foreheads. Nathan?
Ice cream cone. Just dripping onto its hooves.
Thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.